Few have gone through government untouched by the Government Accountability Office and its army of auditors and program analysts. Yet even the GAO sometimes can't get its hands on the information it needs. That would change under a bill passed unanimously in the House. The GAO Access and Oversight Act was sponsored by Georgia Republican Earl Buddy Carter. He joins me now, Congressman Carter. Good to have you on.
Well, thank you.
So tell us, what prompted this bill in the first place?
Well, what we've experienced, we had one specific example that really upset us. It was between the GAO and HHS, and it involved the National Directory of New Hires. And HHS was just refusing to permit GAO access to this directory. And GAO needs this. I mean, GAO was created in 1921, and Congress gave it broad authority to access federal records. But we've had some situations, particularly this situation with HHS, that have led us to believe that we need to clarify congressional intent and make sure that these agencies understand that we intended for GAO to be the watchdog and to be the watchdog for taxpayers. And if they're not cooperating, then we're going to bring civil action against them, or at least give GAO the opportunity, the ability to bring civil action against them.
Because it's unusual for GAO to, like, take a complaint to Congress, because pretty much it gets what it needs, I think, from the agencies.
Well, it does, but again, in this particular situation with the National Directory of New Hires, they weren't getting the cooperation from HHS that they needed. And one of the things that this bill will also do is to have GAO report to congressional committees as to their progress and if they're having any problems.
Run us through the provisions of the bill that are in there.
Well, the main provision is to give GAO the ability to have civil action, to bring civil action, so that they can obtain these records when they need to. And it also gives GAO the additional accountability reporting to the congressional committees. And this will help GAO fulfill its mission. And its mission is obviously to ensure that federal agencies and programs are efficient and accountable. GAO is one of the best government agencies that we have as far as taxpayers go, and as far as being a watchdog for taxpayers. So essentially what we're doing is trying to give them a little bit more teeth so that they'll have the ability to get the information they need in a timely fashion.
It strikes me that they have had, I guess in this instance with HHS and maybe other cases as well, similar problems to what inspectors general have had or have complained about, that they too can't get access to records they need for investigations, and they have kind of a dotted line to Congress.
And you know, this is inexcusable, and that is our responsibility in Congress. And that's one of the things, you know, I'm a freshman member. I've been in for 21 months. One of the most frustrating things that I've experienced since I've been a member of Congress has been the inability of Congress to rein these agencies in. Now, GAO is a great tool for us to do just that, and that's why we want to give them even more authority and even more ability through the action of obtaining these records by having statutory authority to bring civil action against these agencies.
And did the GAO indicate to you that they're glad to have this bill and to have this authority should it become law?
Oh, absolutely. They say this is the number one. This is one of their top priorities in 2016. And I want to mention also, because I think it's very, very important to mention, that this is a bipartisan effort. If you will look, you'll see that the bill passed 404-0. Now, when you get 404 members of the House of Representatives to agree on something, you know that you're doing pretty good, and you know that you've hit the nail on the head.
We're speaking with Congressman Earl Buddy Carter, who represents the 1st District of Georgia. And by the way, how did that case with HHS finally resolve itself?
Well, it's in the process of being resolved. Obviously, we've gotten their attention now, and that's what I want, and I think that's what most members of Congress have wanted. You know, I don't want to get off track here, but one of the feelings, if you will, that many of us, particularly the freshman class in Congress, feel is that over a period of time, we've given up too much authority in the legislative branch, and we need to get some of that authority back. Our forefathers had this vision of a balance of power here, and that balance of power is out of sync now. The agencies have too much. The executive branch has too much authority now, and Congress doesn't have enough. We're trying to take it back, and this is one example of that.
Well, I wanted to ask you too. Yeah, as a freshman, what does the whole thing look like to you? We've got a lot of people from Congress that come on the show from time to time. Often they've been there decades. We don't get freshmen on very often. And so as you near the end of the first term, what does it look like to you in terms of the ability of, for Congress to understand what's going on and to get things done?
Well, as I say, it is something that has been very, very frustrating to me. When I come home and people will ask me, why did y'all do this? Why did y'all do that? And I'll say, wait a minute, I don't remember doing this and I don't remember doing that. And truthfully, it wasn't Congress. It was instead the agencies and the departments who are passing rules and regulations that are impacting our citizens. And yet in Congress, we're not reining them in like it was intended to be. And that's why this bill is so important. And that's why our inspector generals are so important. We need to get our authority back in Congress, regardless of who is elected president. If anything happens in the next 4 years, it should be that the balance of power gets back into sync and that Congress asserts ourselves, that we assert ourselves as the legislative branch and as our forefathers envisioned, that we have a balance of power here, that we keep each other in check. You know, there's so much bipartisanship in Washington, and it does exist between the parties, but our forefathers never intended it to be between the parties. They intended it to be between the branches of government, and that's what it needs to be. This is just as important to Democrats as it is to Republicans, as it is to independents.
What was it like going through the first budget cycle as a new congressman?
Well, first of all, it was very frustrating. You know, I come from the state of Georgia, where I served in the legislature for 10 years. I was a mayor before that for 9 years. By the way, I started when I was 10 years old. But nevertheless, it's just amazing to me that we cannot pass a budget and that we cannot pass appropriation bills. There is no excuse whatsoever that we shouldn't be doing that. And as a business person, you know, I've owned my own business for over 28 years. It's just unfathomable that we are not passing a budget, that we're not passing appropriations bills. Again, that is an example of Congress not asserting our authority. We need to be asserting our authority in Congress.
Well, not many freshmen sponsor bills that get passed unanimously. What is the status of this? Is there a Senate counterpart at this point?
Well, from what I understand, it's moving in the Senate as well, and the Senate counterpart, whether they take up our bill or whether they send their own bill over here, when we put it together and get it in the conference, it needs to go straight to the president's desk, and it needs to be signed into law. And certainly if it's not signed in during the lame duck session, then it needs to be signed in as soon as we get a new president in office, whoever that may be.
Congressman Earl Buddy Carter represents the 1st District of Georgia. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the attention. This is a very, very important subject and a very important bill.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.